Good day. This is Paige Estrotori with your daily dose of financial news, courtesy of Financial Services Online, your go-to for top-notch insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management services. Starting off with a powerful reminder from Dimensional Fund Advisors for investors in Australia and New Zealand to think outside the box, or rather beyond borders. They highlight the risks of a domestic-focused strategy, a case of being too close to home. It's cozy and tax-friendly, but don't be fooled. Sticking too close to home exposes us to concentration risks and limits the juicy growth opportunities global markets open up. Take a moment to think about this. Australia makes up only 2% of the global equity market, and yet many investors bundle their hopes and dreams in the hands of just 5 local companies. DFA suggests spreading the love and the risk by venturing into global markets. Not only will it offer smoother volatility, but it'll potentially supercharge long-term outcomes too. In the superannuation sector now, and we're talking about a revamp here, Australia's Treasurer, Jim Chalmers, is setting the stage for pivotal reforms aimed to serve the nation's retirees. Not a Hollywood moment, but massively crucial as we approach 2.5 million Australians set to retire in the forthcoming decade. The toolbox for this overhaul includes innovative products like installment-based payments and money-back guarantees, an amplified reporting system, and topping it off, a more comprehensive voluntary principles guide for best practices. So, what's the flip side to this silver coin? Well, hikes in employer contributions to 12% are in the pipeline, and a stiff 30% tax levy kicks in for super earnings above $3 million. Expect these changes to come full circle mid-2026 onwards. And on to something that's no music to young ears. The Commonwealth Bank of Australia reports that rising interest rates and housing challenges are fast becoming a millennial nightmare. Young Australians, particularly mortgage holders, are walking a financial tightrope with 50% higher monthly repayments than yesteryears. Older Australians, though, are sitting quite pretty, benefiting from higher interest on their savings. There's a need for a rethink in policy designs, as increasing rental rates due to influxes of immigration pinches the young renters' wallets harder. So time will tell if the chorus of critics is heard, ushering in a fairer distribute of economic burdens. We wrap up today's roll call with a moment from the Australian Financial Complaints Authority's desk, tipping their hat to a driver who had an unsuspecting encounter with a dune on the beach. After a run-in with Zurich Insurance, who pointed fingers at excessive speed and negligence for the crash, the authority shot them down, ruling that it was an honest error, not reckless driving. Clocking this victory, the driver will be compensated for the losses. So there it is, from global investments to superannuation changes, interest rate impacts to insurance showdowns, you have your daily financial scoop. I'm Paige Estrotori, signing off for Financial Services Online. Make sure you stop by our website, financialservicesonline.com.au, for more. Stay informed. Stay a step ahead.